From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Oh, yay.
Well, we're just a day away till Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's docuseries drops on Netflix. And, oh, surprising, already there's a ton of fallout, stirring plenty of reaction and mounting tension in the royal family. The six-part series promising an unprecedented, invulnerable look inside their relationship.
Yes, we have stocked up on popcorn at the palace.
I bet you have.
Yes.
And their
exit. Also got a new feed bag for the Queen.
And their ex-queen consort. And their exit from royal life.
How dare you?
How dare any of you?
All right. The British tabloids, of course, wasting no time already, blasting Harry and Meghan, calling the docuseries misleading. And critics are pointing out that some of the footage in the trailers released, partly, let's say, the group of paparazzi, actually doesn't have anything to do with the Duke and Duchess. Like the picture of the photographer.
No.
Like the picture
of the photographers.
That is actually from 2011.
What?
No.
5 years before Harry and Meghan started dating.
What?
No.
What? No.
And, you know, in the trailer, those swarms of cameras we saw.
Yeah, that was from my last tour, man. That was from Elvis.
Not quite. But when Meghan says she realized they're never going to protect you, that footage was actually from Michael Cohen in 2019. Okay.
That's Trump's lawyer.
Yeah, Trump's former lawyer. In another shot, they were filming UK celebrity Katie Price last year using those photogs. Now, there's a royal expert. Her name is Victoria Murphy. And here's what she told ABC.
Yes, we made love many times.
Oh, no, you didn't. Calm down over there, Philip. She told this to ABC yesterday.
The couple are facing accusations that some of their representations of media moments are misleading. We obviously have to see the whole thing. But if the media is a big villain in this, which it seems that they will be, then I think we are going to see pushback if people feel there's been unfair representation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so of course it's all unfair.
In the trailer.
People are throwing eggs at me.
I'm going to talk about that. In the trailer, Harry also draws direct parallels between how the media treated his mom, Princess Diana, and how they're treating his wife, emphasizing his biggest fear that Meghan would meet the same fate as Di did. And critics also wary of the timing of the release on the heels of William and Kate's trip to the U.S., not to mention the doc is premiering, which I didn't realize, 3 months to the day of the death of the Queen.
How dare you?
How dare them?
I'm up here relaxing on a cloud. And suddenly I'm being trashed on television by my ginger grandson.
Last night, Harry and Meghan were honored in New York with the 2022 Ripple of Hope Award for fighting racism.
I didn't know they even made Ripple anymore.
Yeah, boy,
that Ripple was good, man. That's some good wine right there, that Ripple.
They received that Hope Award for fighting racism within the royal family.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know you get awards for that.
Oh, man.
And while that was happening,
that was such a trash
King
job.
Charles was getting egged again during a
walkabout. They're egging me on, but I didn't crack.
No.
The yolks on them.
You were excellent, I know.
I was kind of fried at the moment.
Yeah, well, you got hit, that's
they
for sure.
They scrambled my brains.
Those were scrambled already.
By the way, Camilla was over easy that night.
During a walkabout in Luton, England yesterday, some 20-something-year-old guy hurled some eggs at the king. He, of course, was arrested, and King Charles was steered away. Sadly, not the first time the king has been egged. Last month, when he and the queen consort Camilla were in York, a protester lobbed several eggs at him, that time missing him, but unfortunately.
They never threw eggs at me. They only threw kisses.
You know what, Queenie? They loved you.
Of course, my son's a creep.
He's an idiot, my darling.
The creepy son is Andrew. This one's just the idiot, okay?
He's creepier. They're all creeps.
I'm so sad you're not here to witness all of this, boy.
Oh, I see everything.
I bet you
don't you worry.
All right, well.
Oh, man, take a look through the binoculars here.
Oh, my God, what's going on down there?
He's right here. Ask him.
By the way, Netflix is dropping the first three out of the six tomorrow, and then the next three the week after.
Now, let me get this straight. When they drop them, do they flush afterwards?
They're not dropping grumpies, okay?
That's what it seems like to a lot of people.
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat cake.